This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Football Friday continues on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. I'm in Chicago at our sister station, The Score. Danny is in our D.C. studios. Finally headed back to D.C. with the NLCS now in the rearview mirror. We are pleased to talk to a friend of the program who comes on with us pretty regularly throughout the NFL season. Always great to have Heath Evans on the show. Of course, the 10-year NFL veteran, longtime fullback. You watch him on NFL Network. Heath, I want to start in the NFC East with the Eagles, who the Redskins play on Monday night. They are 5-1. Carson Wentz has become one of the flavors of the league this season. Everybody seems to be jockeying, and rightfully so. What impresses you about Wentz, and are there flaws that can be exposed for Washington?
Well, I mean, we can go back about 3 weeks, and if Washington's defensive front plays that way every week, they're going to beat most teams they play. I mean, they embarrassed the Raiders, and before last night, they sent Raiders on a stick they couldn't get out of. So the one thing that I like about Carson is his offensive line. It's the same thing that I liked last year about Carson, that D-line for Philly. They're just, listen, my decade in the league, if we had an O-line and we had a D-line, we could compete, and we could win ball in, you know, December, January, when it mattered. And I think there's a lot of stuff in the roster that was built really, really well, and previous coaches just didn't know how to use it. Carson is a guy with a lot of things you can't teach. His eyes are never down, even when he's spinning out of defensive lineman tackles and blitz packages that should get home, he finds a way to maneuver out. There's been a lot of quarterbacks that find a way to maneuver out, but their eyes are in the dirt, never looking downfield. Well, we've seen the big play potential of this offense, and that starts with Wentz. And then those are a lot of things that no matter how good your coaching staff is, you just can't teach those things.
Heath, I don't know if anybody's really good or great right now, right? A lot of parity. We thought Kansas City was the truth, a couple straight losses for them. Philly's good. We're talking about them, rightfully so. They've earned that kind of distinction, but I don't know if anybody's great yet. How many teams do you see, if any, that have a shot to be great maybe in December and January?
Well, obviously, we always you got to factor in health, you know. And so I'm going to go back to kind of what I said a minute ago. I'm going to try to find the teams that have the best O-line and D-line coaches or the teams that have the best O-line and D-line. And I think, listen, Fletcher Cox is playing like 2015 again. I think you can go up and down from left tackle or right tackle. You know, last year, Philly couldn't win a game without Lane Johnson, the right tackle. You know, well, they did that last week. I still think Jason Peters is one of the best in the game. You can go to Kelsey at center. You can go to Brooks at right guard. And then when you slap Lane Johnson there at the right tackle, they're as good gets in the business. And then you go to the teams that you expect to peak at the right times. You expect Pittsburgh to find their way. There's a lot of good coaches on that offensive staff. The defensive guys, the way they finished the year last year was really good, except for when you're trying to blitz Brady, because you can't blitz Brady. So the parity is an understatement for what we've seen so far this year. But I also think we might see some coaching staffs get exposed. I mean, everybody's expecting Green Bay to be something with Aaron Rodgers. Now we get to see what Mike McCarthy can do without him, and I think that one's going to be interesting.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Heath Evans is our guest from NFL Network. I saw a quote out of Minnesota this week that tight end Kyle Rudolph said that the Vikings can win with any of their three quarterbacks. And look, guys say things all the time, whether they believe it or not. But that might actually be the case when Teddy Bridgewater is healed. They run the ball, they play defense, and they kind of ask Sam Bradford, who was great in week one, to manage the game. Case Keenum has done that effectively. Is Minnesota the truth in the North, you think? And especially with that Rodgers injury, is that their division now to take?
I mean, if Sam was healthy, even without Cook, that might be the scariest team in the NFC. That defense is absolutely ridiculous. They can beat them in a number of ways. They can confuse the best quarterbacks in the game. You know, we'll see, you know, if Teddy is able to step back on the field this year. I think at some point in time, you got to score points. And I'm not sure. I'm a big Rudolph fan. I love the way he's a grimy, gritty player, and he does a lot for that team that goes unnoticed. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to score points. You know, you face a peaking Seattle team in December, and we know how they can be. You better be able to put 21 on the board versus that defense. You know, so I don't know if I agree with the statement that they can win with all three quarterbacks when it matters. But I love that football team, and if they still had Dalvin, he was such a difference maker that statement might be true, but not without Dalvin.
10-year NFL veteran Heath Evans is with us. He's an NFL Network analyst. Follow him on Twitter and on Instagram at HeathEvans44. Heath, you played in this league a long time on some really good teams. Did you ever have a situation like maybe the Redskins are facing now? I think they're kind of at a crossroads where a bunch of guys got hurt. They've already lost a couple defensive linemen, looks like, for the season or close to it, and they got a bunch of guys banged up. Was there a time that happened that you guys were able to kind of maintain and it stayed good? And then maybe there was a time it went south and got bad. What was the difference between those two times, maybe, if it happened that way?
Well, I go to 2008. You know, anytime you lose Brady, you know, that's what the Green Bay Packers are facing now. You got to improvise and adjust. And then, you know, we were able to keep Randy healthy and Wes healthy, which always helps, of course. But O-line went through a lot of troubles that year, and even some dinged up running backs. And we were constantly having to mix and match personnel groupings, trying to put a plan together that could at least trick the defense. You know, we did a lot of different things that year after Brady got hurt week one. We went a lot of 4 and 5 wides to space the field for Matt Castle, where he could just really see it and digest what the defense was giving him better. For the most part, you know, we still won 11 games, and for the most part it worked, but there was a lot of creativity, you know, by the coaching staff that goes unnoticed. And I think a lot of former players almost get mad at me at times because I praise good coaching so much, and this will always be a player-driven league, but when you lose a star, you lose someone like me, no big deal. You lose a star, coaching becomes a premium because you've relied on giftedness that you no longer have, and that giftedness gets you out of a lot of trouble. There's no more glaring statement than that than with Green Bay. That offensive line gets praised at times and graded on Pro Football Focus and all these things as one of the better offensive lines in the league. Promise you, you're going to see that offensive line fall apart because Aaron is the difference maker. He makes them look a lot better. It's the Peyton Manning the last year in Indianapolis when they couldn't win a game once he got hurt. So coaching is everything in this business, and you got to have both. You got to have dominant players. But if you're going to be consistently great in this business, you better be able to coach.
Danny asked you earlier about the teams that have a chance to be great and how jumbled up everything is. We've always praised parity, and I think most of us like it. Is there such a thing as too much of it, though, if there aren't teams that separate themselves as better than everybody else?
I guess it'd probably depend on the fan. I think that there's so many frustrated analysts right now because every week, you know, they ask me on Wednesday, is there any way that the Raiders can pull off this win versus Kansas City? And my answer was absolutely not, based on what we saw on tape all last year from the Raiders and then what we've seen on tape all this year from the Raiders. Well, here's the most amazing thing about the greatest reality show on TV, the NFL. They can pull something out of their rear ends that we haven't seen in 18 months. And so, therefore, you get on a national stage in front of a good Chiefs defense that, honestly, let's praise some coaching. Let's praise Carr for taking advantage of the weak links in that Kansas City defensive backfield. I mean, number 21, Murray, all night was, I don't know how many penalties he had, but they just abused him, and then you put up 31 points on him. So I love the parity. I love the fact that we never know what we're going to get. I do believe by the time we get to December, some of the typical teams will be there peaking at the right time, and maybe we'll have one or two more that surprise us this year with some, you know, mental fortitude that can kind of push them through the grit of the season.
Talking about surprises, New Orleans is a team I liked in a sneaky way coming into the season. Heath, one of your former employers, they start off terribly. It got boat raced a couple times. Now they switched up their defense a little bit, and they've been good. They're scoring touchdowns just like their offense is at this point. Look, last week was crazy. That division looks open to me. Carolina 4-2, Atlanta struggling all of a sudden. Tampa Bay got a chance to kind of get going here this weekend. How do you see that division, and what about New Orleans?
I mean, how crazy is this? I mean, New Orleans is one of those teams that just got a little healthy on defense. You know, you got some younger players back. They got a lot faster this offseason, which, you know, Sean knew they needed to do. You know, give Drew a chance to win games. You know, Drew's going to put up points. He'll find a way to be what he is and what everyone's known him to be. But, you know, their front four is getting home. Cam Jordan, it wasn't just last week. It's really been kind of consistently throughout the year. They're matching so much better in the back end defensively, which is going to always give them a chance. And the truth is, they don't have to be great. You know, our defense in 2009 was anything but great. They were great at one thing, and that was taking over the ball. They'd get Drew and our offense one or two extra possessions every single game, and you go to hoist a Lombardi that way. So that division's funny. You know, the Saints handle Carolina easily, and then Carolina comes back and beats the Patriots the next week. I mean, so a lot of up and down. I think the biggest worrisome note would be with Atlanta. The expectations there, that offense is in a broken rhythm. And it's, again, I go back to coaching. What Kyle provided with Matt and the comfortability between those two, you know, they're missing it. And the defense is still young and fast and aggressive. But young, fast, and aggressive gets you out of position a lot. And we'll see. And I think Tampa Bay just, you know, it's the, in my opinion, the curse of hard knocks. I don't like any distractions during training camp. And it was a young team with a lot of talent and a lot of good things that had some potential. But at the end of the day, that team is still, it has to win games defensively. So, you know, those couple weeks when Levante and Quan Alexander were down, that defense suffered. We'll see if they can get back on track.
Watch Heath break all these games down after the weekend. Monday on NFL Network's The Aftermath, 3 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Heath. We'll check you out on Twitter and Instagram at HeathEvans44.
Thanks, Heath.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Much appreciated. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Beltway Blitz at noon at 12:18. What Redskin needs to pull off an Amari Cooper and break out? But before then, we're winning off the field next. The lines are open. Fill them up, 800-636-1067. Tell us how you are in the win column on a Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.